know, with my wire, I had to. I said, what was that? I'm sorry, you know, I said, hey, I says, I got some bad ears, you know, plus I didn't have a good hearing aid. I have a good hearing aids now, and that, and boy, I can really hear well and stuff, so when I put them in anyway. But yeah, at times, like I said, that wire of mine was so noisy, and I couldn't pull people in, and then, you know, Eddie or somebody else would tell me who it was. They heard me, you know, but I couldn't hear them, and I said, okay, and then I type it in. But yeah, it's crazy. It really is bad. I apologize. I say I'm literally tone deaf, and that if I can't see your face, you know, and that you're talking at an angle, I'm not hearing you, you know. And I don't have a very big speaker here for me to hear. I got a little realtic Radio Shack speaker, so I can hear, but that doesn't always work that well.
Have you ever thought about buying that, what's the name of that? Hales DSP noise isolator. You hook that up between your radio and your speaker, and it will filter out the noise.
Making.
I figured I'd get that antenna wire fixed first. That might fix out the noise there, because I said it's a lot of slop in there. And if it moved anything, it wasn't really a good connection. So, like I said, it ruined one radio. And so I got to take, and that's why I said to get a new one. Because most of my radio antennas are from that ABR. And